We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the PACKADAY podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the Packaday Podcast. You can get all your Packaday updates by following us on Twitter at Packaday Podcast. And remember to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, TuneIn, or Spotify. And of course, you can always check us out at cheeseheadtv.com. I'm Kyle Fellows, and I'm joined by Maggie Loney and Andrew Mertzig. And we're back for another Monday edition of the podcast.
We have what we think will hopefully be a really fun episode for everyone to listen to this week. Instead of doing our normal mock draft, which will be coming later on as we get closer and closer to the actual draft in late April, we decided to do a full 7-round mock draft for the Packers only with other Packaday hosts. So throughout this episode, you will hear some of the other voices that you listen to throughout the week, and we will all be pretending to be the general manager making selections for the Green Bay Packers. So at the very end of the show, we'll have the full 11 picks, full 7-round mock draft for the Packers, and make sure you share your thoughts with us on social media because we love to hear it.
When you hit the lottery once again on a franchise quarterback, it's essential that you can protect him and not have him laying on his back consistently. I'm Matt Frelick, one of the co-hosts of Packaday Podcast, and here's why I think the Packers need to draft Amarius Mims with their 25th pick in the first round of the 2024 draft. While Mims might have large shoes to fill when it comes to David Bakhtiari and Yash Nijman, the 6'8", 340 frame of the Georgia Bulldog should be able to fill any shoes of any All-Pro or future Hall of Fame tackle, left or right. Mims has minimal playing time when he was down in Georgia. However, with more tread on the tires than his counterparts that are going to go before him in the draft, this project is an absolute diamond in the rough for Brian Gutekunst to grab. Some have said he's a top 10 pick based off of talent. However, if you can get him in the 25th pick for the Packers, it will give a piece that you can have bookends of Rashid Walker, Amarius Mims, you slide in Zach Tom to the right guard, and if potentially Mims continues to progress with his young athletic frame, has a potential to switch to the left side. You still have Rashid Walker, who's a tremendous talent, equally as large of a frame as Amarius Mims, but you're getting incredible value with Mims dropping down to the 20s when he probably should be the number one or number two offensive tackle drafted in a draft that wouldn't have Joe Alt among others. You bring in Mims, you let the right side compete and blend together a little bit better with Zach Tom, like I said, moving inside, which gives Mims an opportunity to develop next to a guy that has played multiple positions and is a Swiss Army Knight in himself. Allow the Packers to run behind that that incredible offensive line. We saw what Josh Jacobs did last year with a terrible offensive line in Las Vegas. Solidify that right side that has been in flux for years, and let Josh Jacobs, Jordan Love, and that young offensive core skyrocket back to a potential NFC playoff run.
What's going on, everybody? Andy Herman here, ready to make pick number 41 for the Green Bay Packers. We are on the clock, and of course, as you know, Matt Frelick already selected Amarius Mims, the offensive lineman out of Georgia, really sort of making it so that the Packers get that offensive lineman in round one. My focus here isn't necessarily positional. It's best player available, as you would imagine. Didn't really look at any trades just for the sake of this. I really just wanted to take a player that I thought would be able to help Green Bay and would be somebody that could be a long-term member of the Packers. And one just stood out to me. There's a couple other players on the board at this point. You've got some of the top corners that are on the board. You've got a TJ Tampa. You've got a Kamari Lassiter, a Mike St-Ristel. Those are really interesting options. You've got a Zach Frazier on the offensive line, which would be interesting. Don't think they'd likely go back-to-back offensive line in this situation, but he certainly would be well within the realm of conversation here. What I decided to do was take the player that I think could come in and not only make an immediate impact, not only be a position of need for Green Bay, but also be arguably the best player on the board. I know some people are going to maybe say this is a little high. I don't think it is. So your pick at number 41 is safety Jaden Hicks out of Washington State. Watched a lot of Jaden Hicks lately. His Wisconsin game is really, really fun. If this were the Joe Barry defense with two high safeties, probably wouldn't be selecting Jaden Hicks here. If Xavier McKinney was not a member of the Green Bay Packers, probably would not be selecting Jaden Hicks here. In a two high safety role, or if he had to play that primary post safety role, I don't think you're getting value out of Jaden Hicks at this spot in the draft. But as a box safety, where he can primarily play closer to the line of scrimmage and be an impact guy, a playmaker, an intimidator, utilize his speed, his instincts, and just go out and, you know, knock people out and blitz out of nowhere, he would be an unbelievable piece in Jeff Hafley's defense. So for all of those reasons, we are going Jaden Hicks, safety out of Washington State, here at pick 41 to tag with, in a perfect situation, Xavier McKinney. Xavier McKinney's ability on the back end is going to make Jaden Hicks even more of a playmaker on the front end. I see a little bit of Viking safety Harrison Smith in Jaden Hicks. And remember what he can do close to the line. Think of Mike Zimmer's defense. Think of this current Minnesota defense where they're able to utilize, you know, Harrison Smith in a variety of different ways. Again, Xavier McKinney's going to give them that flexibility. Love this pick here. Hope you guys enjoy it. Hope you enjoy the rest of the draft. Huge shout out to Andrew and Maggie and Kyle for having me on. Enjoy the rest of the draft, everybody.
All right. And the next pick of the Monday edition of the mock draft, usually run by Andrew Mertig, he has entrusted me, Jacob Westendorf, for reasons, for pick number 58. So those of you that are following along in this draft, we have taken, thanks to Matt Frelick, Amarius Mims, the offensive tackle from Georgia, and Andy Herman, Jaden Hicks, the safety from Washington, which now puts me on the clock, and I am using pick number 58 as a luxury pick, which I do think teams do. I think that when teams have an extra pick in an earlier round, first, second round, third round even, they'll use it for something maybe they wouldn't normally do. And me personally, if you're going to come at me and tell me about positional values and you can't do this, that, earlier, whatever, I don't care. So save your breath, save your typing, all that sort of stuff. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to take Jonathan Brooks, the running back out of Texas. I think the Packers, Josh Jacobs and A.J. Dillon are both essentially on one-year contracts. Emmanuel Wilson hasn't inspired enough confidence, in my opinion, to be the long-term running back of the future. Brooks, for my money's worth, is the best running back in this draft class. He can catch the ball out of the backfield. He's explosive. He makes plays down the field with his legs as well. He should be healthy. This is a medical-based decision as well. The Packers will have to be comfortable with his knee injury that he suffered late last season. But they were able to, if they're able to do that, I think that Brooks could be somebody that gives them a high-end player at that position who's explosive. I took Brooks over Michigan defensive tackle Chris Jenkins and Michigan linebacker Junior Colson. There's about 1,000 Michigan guys in this draft because, well, national champions, makes sense, right? But I'm taking Brooks. I'm taking the running back. I'm adding another weapon to the backfield. And then when he's ready, he can go. If he's not ready, then the Packers can afford to be patient with him because of those backs that they already have here. So thank you, Andrew, and we'll see you next time.
Hi, this is Rob Rieger. Round 3, pick 88, Renardo Green, cornerback, Florida State. Just a shade under 6 foot at 5'11". A little on the skinny side at 186, but he can always bulk up. But as far as the new way that the Packers are going to run their defense under Jeff Hafley, he fits perfectly. He's a press corner who does spend some time in the slot, actually a significant time in the slot, but can also play outside. He has great lateral quickness. He's a great athlete, an 8.1 RAS score. And one of the nice things about it is his coverage grade. He blankets his receivers, and a lot of times he doesn't even let them get off the line because he's so violent in his man coverage at the line of scrimmage. One of the, I guess, biggest anomalies with stats amongst cornerbacks is the fact that a lot of the guys with a lot of interceptions and a lot of passes broken up are, generally speaking, the guys that are worst in coverage because they're getting thrown at a lot by the quarterback. The guys that are the best in coverage don't usually have great stats. Don't really get a lot of interceptions, and it's quite simply because they're blanketing the receiver and the quarterbacks look elsewhere. So the fact that he only had one career interception doesn't really concern me at all. What I do like to look at is how they perform against top competition, because that's going to be more relatable to his NFL. A guy like Green against LSU last year, and that was kind of the tape that stands out, is that he guarded Malik Nabers, who's a, you know, potential top 10 pick, one-on-one primarily the entire game. The final stats is 6 targets to Nabers, only 2 receptions. That tells me that he is ready for this challenge. He's ready to step right in. He's pro ready because he's played a lot of football for Florida State against top competition. I think it's a great pick for the Packers and could potentially be a guy that starts earlier rather than later. Thanks.
What a phenomenal weekend of college basketball. And hopefully you, like me, enjoyed your experience even more by using Prize Picks. If you didn't, well, what are you waiting for? Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with your college basketball entries today. And it doesn't stop there. They have all sorts of entries available, including NBA, NHL, and so many more. Testing my skills on Prize Picks has been the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports, especially during March Madness. It's extremely simple to play, and they even have super fun promotions available like their Taco Tuesday, where select player projections are discounted up to 25% to provide even more value and excitement. They also have incredibly easy withdrawals, and for those of you that utilize Apple Pay, you can use it for quick and easy deposits into your account. College basketball is always fun this time of year, but it was so much more fun this past weekend with Prize Picks. I'll be sticking with Caitlin Clark this week and probably adding a few NBA selections as well, especially with the return of Chris Middleton to the Bucks. So what are you waiting for? Download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Hello, friends. If you're like me, you've been in numerous ticket situations that were just flat out frustrating. Recently, I had tickets to a Bucks game and I could not locate the tickets that were allegedly sent to me. It ended up in a huge hassle and led to me being completely frustrated by the entire experience. Ticket purchases should not be that difficult, and thankfully, they don't have to be. GameTime is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals and their lowest price guarantee, GameTime takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I'm already eyeing up Bucks playoff tickets, and I know I'll be purchasing them through GameTime. My experience with GameTime has been simple, seamless, and completely without hassle. No more frustration, no more awful last-minute customer service phone calls, just easy access to great tickets. My favorite aspect of GameTime is their last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off by buying last-minute tickets, and save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the big game. And best of all, it's all covered with their low price guarantee. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with GameTime. Download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code PACKADAY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PACKADAY, PACKADAY, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, everybody. It's Dan Connick from the Friday Pack-A-Day crew. I have been tasked with the 91st overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the second third-round pick for the Green Bay Packers, and I am taking the second running back off the board for the Packers, and that is Trey Benson from Florida State. I know there was some surprise in the Pack-A-Day Slack channel when that pick got made, doubling up on the running backs in the second round. I feel like the Packers should attack the running back position this year like they did tight end last year. Two high-ceiling prospects in the middle rounds. Double them up. Let's see what we can find there. You need to find your next Aaron Jones. Josh Jacobs, we don't know what that is yet. And he's on sort of that deal where it's kind of a year-by-year deal. A.J. Dillon is not long for this world. And Emmanuel Wilson, as much as they say they love Emmanuel Wilson, they loved Aaron Jones too. He was the heart of the team a month ago, and we see how that ended up. So let's try to find that next guy now before we absolutely need to. I love Jonathan Brooks as a running back, and Trey Benson is probably the second running back. Like, this is a perfect running back tandem that I would take. Trey Benson feels like an Aaron Jones type. He's got all the skill sets to run multiple. He can run gap. He can run power. He can catch. He's got some stuff to clean up. Don't we all? I think he's a great prospect. And then also alternatively, it might not just be offensively. Think about it from a special team side as well. The kickoff is changing. Does Keshawn Nixon's skill set translate into this different style of kickoff game? Maybe you need more of a running back type, someone that can find the gaps. Maybe Trey Benson is a guy that can contribute there as well. So Trey Benson, second running back, back-to-back Florida State guys. Hope you enjoy the pick.
Maggie here, making the fourth round selection for the Green Bay Packers, and I'm going to take safety Tyke Smith out of Georgia. I know Andy already went ahead and grabbed Jaden Hicks in the second round from Washington State, but Tyke Smith was still on my board here, and I couldn't pass up the opportunity to go and get him. Packers need some help at safety, and Smith is a really fun athletic option to add to that room. You've got Xavier McKinney already, who can be your free safety and kind of float basically anywhere in the secondary, anywhere you want him to play. And Smith, you know, profiles more as that box safety. He's a downhill thumper. He wants to see ball, get ball, and make plays closer to the line of scrimmage. Lance Zierlein described him as an additional linebacker with a smaller frame. So definitely somebody who can be that downhill option for the Packers. He's a really good tackler, and I think he'd be a very good special teamer as well. Four interceptions his senior year, two passes defensed, five sacks in his collegiate career. So fun kind of blitz option for Jeff Hafley if he wants to get creative with his safeties. And he's got a lot of experience playing that star role in the slot, as well as, like I mentioned, in the box. Only 5'10". 7.32 relative athletic score, which was brought down by his size. But otherwise, yeah, really fun athletic option. And we know Brian Gutekunst loves his Georgia Bulldogs. So if Smith is there in the fourth round, I think that will be a tempting option for Goot to add to the roster.
Hi, everybody. This is Andrew Merting from the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I am here with the Packers fifth round pick, number 168 overall. And with that selection, the Packers take tight end Ben Sinnott out of Kansas State. I think he's a really fantastic value. I have him rated as the 107th overall player in this draft, so getting him at 168 I think is a really fantastic value. I think he's a really strong run blocker. He probably does lack the athleticism to get free on man coverage, but he does find holes in zones and has pretty solid hands. He's a really effective run blocker on the line. or in the backfield, and I think he could peak as a tight end two or a starter for a team not relying on a tight end in the pass game. I think he fits in really well with this Packers young tight end room. I think Musgrave gets to be that flex guy, the move receiver. I think Tucker Kraft can stay as an inline player, and Sinnott can either play alongside of him, or he can move into the backfield and play more of that traditional H-back role. And I don't think this is necessarily a replacement for Ben Sims. I think the Packers would love to have four tight ends slash an H-back on their roster, and I think Sinnott fits in really well to allow Matt LaFleur to do more of what he wants to do on offense.
And with the 201st pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers select Trevon Wallace, the linebacker from Kentucky. Trevon Wallace is a player that I would honestly expect to get drafted much higher than this. I think he's probably off the board by late day two, maybe early day three at the latest. But I think the third round is totally reasonable for a range for Trevon Wallace. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Packers actually took him with a top 100 pick. But in this scenario, he did fall, which was fortunate for the Packers. And we all know that Green Bay needs help at linebacker, especially as they transition to a 4-3 defense. Wallace is incredibly gifted as an athlete. He is a 9.5 RAS athlete, a 4.51 in the 40, and he has really impressive explosive measurements in the vert and in the broad jump as well. So really a talented athlete that you'd love to add to this Packers team. On the field, he shows great sideline to sideline range. He's explosive when attacking downhill, and he's very effective as a blitzer as well. He's also very proficient in coverage and rarely misses tackles, which isn't a given with the linebackers in this draft class. Now, there are times when you'd like to see Trevon be a little bit more patient and disciplined. He falls for misdirection at times and might not be the best at reading and diagnosing the run, which is a big deal for predicting success at the linebacker position. That said, Wallace has the athletic traits that you want to bet on, and he's only 21 years old, so there's reason to think that there's room for growth and that his best football might actually be ahead of him. In addition to being a consistent playmaker, Wallace was a team captain for the Wildcats at Kentucky and was also one of the few junior prospects to receive an invitation to this year's Senior Bowl. And after a strong showing in Mobile, he does stand a really good chance to get drafted much higher than he did here in this mock. And if he were to join the Packers, he would have a great chance to compete to be the Will linebacker for this new defense and would instantly be an impact player on special teams as well. So here in the sixth round, Green Bay gets an absolute steal, in my opinion, in Trevon Wallace at pick 201.
Maggie here again with the second selection in the sixth round for the Packers. And I'm selecting offensive line. Dylan McMahon out of North Carolina State with this pick. Has experience in the collegiate level playing left guard, center, and right guard. But I do think at the next level, he projects to be a starting center or a backup center. I think he can be a backup swing guard, but probably center is where he would find a home in the NFL. And, you know, we talked about on previous episodes of Pack a Day, that interior of the line not having as much depth. So really good pickup here. He will need some development, of course, at the next level, as a lot of day three picks do, but the Packers are known to find their gems here on the interior of the offensive line and find their star tackles as well. So I do like him a lot as a backup center. And we know that Josh Myers is entering a contract year. We know that he had some injury issues his rookie season and thankfully has been healthy since, but never hurts to have some depth there, especially somebody who is so qualified to play center and has taken the bulk of their snaps at center. Also has a really, really high relative athletic score. So, you know, Goody loves that athletic option, 9.88. So tested incredibly well, really explosive athlete, and just, I think, needs to work on his size. And unfortunately, has some shorter hands, right? So that makes his job a little bit more challenging against some of the NFL's caliber of defensive linemen. But yeah, nice safe day three pick for Goody to find potentially another diamond in his offensive line room.
Andrew Mertig back here with the Packers' first seventh round selection. At pick 245 overall, Green Bay selects quarterback Sam Hartman out of Notre Dame. I think at 245, you're getting pretty good value here. Sam Hartman is my 173rd overall player. I really think he's an experienced prospect with below average size and average arm strength. He processes really well and has good accuracy. I think sometimes that can be affected by mechanics, so some room to improve there. He does slide well in the pocket. He can use his legs when things break down. He's got good upside as a solid backup. And I think the reason why you do this is, first of all, it's a seventh round pick. So if he doesn't make the roster or if he needs to spend a year on the practice squad, you're probably not in too much danger of losing out on Hartman to another NFL team. But that does give you good camp competition for Sean Clifford. And in addition, we've seen all around the NFL that having three quarterbacks is going to be a really important aspect of surviving through a very long season. So I think Sam Hartman can be a really nice contributor to this quarterback locker room and a potential developmental prospect with some backup upside.
With the 255th pick in the 2024 NFL draft, the Green Bay Packers use their final selection on Jalen Harrell, the edge defender from the University of Michigan. Harrell is 6'4", 250 pounds, and comes from a national championship winning team with the Wolverines. Harrell does not possess any standout trait, but is a good all-around football player in general. For Harrell, finding success in the NFL could very well be dependent on a defensive coordinator getting a little bit creative with him and helping him find a unique role in the defense. He does struggle with strength at the point of attack, so he's probably more of a fit in a 3-4 defense where he can stand up and rush the passer. That may not be a perfect fit for the Packers, but that said, his ability to read, react, shed blocks, and even drop into coverage makes me curious if he might actually be given the opportunity to try his hand at off-ball linebacker. It would be a big transition for him, but with good athleticism and his 4.68 40 at his pro day, I do think he has the skill set to do it. Harrell is a senior, but he will still be 21 years old when he's drafted in April, so a really young player with a lot of upside and room for growth. And it's interesting, his father, James, played linebacker in the NFL for the Lions and for the Chiefs. So Jalen is young, he's smart, he has family pedigree, and has won a national championship. So this late in the seventh round, the Packers' very last pick, he's definitely a player that I'd be pretty excited to take a gamble on.
Andrew Mertig back again. Just wanted to say a huge thank you for sticking around for our Packaday host mock draft for 2024. And just a really quick recap, at pick 25, Matt selected offensive tackle Amarius Mims from Georgia. Andy went safety Jaden Hicks from Washington State in the second round. The second round pick, Jacob takes running back Jonathan Brooks from Texas. Rob goes cornerback Renardo Green from Florida State in the third round at 88 overall. At 91, the second third round pick, Dan takes running back Trey Benson out of Florida State. Maggie starts the fourth round with safety Tyke Smith out of Georgia. I took tight end Ben Sinnott from Kansas State. Then Kyle in the sixth round, linebacker Trevin Wallace from Kentucky. That second sixth round pick, Maggie takes offensive lineman Dylan McMahon from North Carolina State. I started the seventh round off with quarterback Sam Hartman from Notre Dame, and Kyle finishes up the draft with edge Jalen Harrell out of Michigan. A huge, colossal thank you to Matt, Andy, Jacob, Rob, and Dan for joining us this week and helping us get through this mock draft. And a huge, huge thank you to all of you for listening. Please feel free, leave us a Twitter comment if you like what we did, if you didn't like what we did, if you have some other ideas with those picks.
Thanks so much for listening. This has been the Packaday Podcast. You can find Kyle on Twitter at Packer_pundit, Maggie at Maggie J. Loney, and also make sure you check out Packs What She Said, and you can find me at Andrew Mertig. Please subscribe and rate the podcast if you like what we're doing. You can catch Kyle, Maggie, and myself during draft season on Wednesdays. And next week, we will be back getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember...
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.